As I talk to people, they're excited to hear what you have to say. Yeah, I'm excited too.
Yeah.
And so it's a big thing. It's a big deal to have her come with us today. So I want to pray for Ronnie and pray for us, because God told us, Ronnie, a couple weeks ago, months ago maybe, I felt like the Lord said, you're going to carry an impartation that we need.
Amen.
Something from Zion Fellowship, from your heart. Amen. So, Lord, I just ask this morning that you would prepare us and that we would be good soil. Lord, that we would be open and ready to receive everything you've put in your daughter. And God, we just proclaim the what you've done inside of Ronnie through the years and as she served you so faithfully in India. And God, we ask for everything that you want to give us today through her, God, that she would be bold and that we would have bold hearts to receive. So thank you, King. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Ronnie. Thank you. As Tim said, it may be that I should come and preach here. We don't know how God deals with the things. My husband, he's tried his best to come on time. So he was expecting every day the visa. It was a little later. He may come in next week, maybe 2 or 3 days. Every day is a expecting day. And we need to pray for that. So I thank God for everything that God bestowed in my life. Today I'm here because of Him. God called me when I am very young, 15 years old. Till that time, I was on the go, I can say. I was fasting and praying, doing my university studies and Bachelor of Education, everything. But I was for the works of the Lord. And focusing on my calling, as God called me that you will do like David, like bold enough and work for the kingdom of God. So I was all the time, I used to think that I should have jealous for the kingdom of God. That is my priority. Whatever the work I may do, I may move around, things may go wrong or right, I don't care. I need to be jealous for the kingdom of God. That is my priority. That is my calling all the time. I remember that all the days of my life. I thank for you all for praying for our church in India. And I bring greetings from Zion Fellowship Ministries, from all the pastors and from my home, my family, and also especially Pastor Mohan Babu, who is not here, has to come. Like Jesus? Okay. So everywhere, the pandemic days were horrible. Now we are enjoying the miracle days. We are free from corona. And in our place also, we are moving around and doing the things of the Lord. And my husband, Pastor Mohan, he won't be available daytime for anybody. He will be on the field from morning to evening. Only comes by 8 o'clock. That's all. So his children all the time wait for him to meet. So that is the passion he had. And God joined us in that passion for his kingdom and for his glory. I thank God for everything because he called us. He anointed us. He made us to stand before the people of God and work for his kingdom. And also, the same thing in India. The pandemic is over, but people are in the same COVID realm. They're not showed up. Still, maybe like 40% they are in the church. Everybody wants to go online and watch. So they are enjoying that. But when God said, come out of the tents, you need to come. That's the call of God. So this is the time where you should gather together in the house of God and celebrate the presence of God and release the authority of God into the realm of his kingdom. Amen. God be with you all. So thanks for the Grace Fellowship. Cabot standing with us in the ministry in every state of our life, and also we are enjoying your relationship as we are brothers and sisters in his kingdom. We love you all. I bring greetings from our church. So today I want to talk about God's restoration. Because after the pandemic, everybody is expecting restoration. We need that. And God always, whenever he speaks, he knows the human nature, how the mankind will react to the situation or to his word or to his commandments. That's why all the time, all his works based on restoration. All the time, every day we need to be restored back from our thoughts, from our actions, from our feelings, from our all physical things, everything. We need restoration. So nowadays, as pandemic is gone, now we are released. So God is promising us to restore back the churches to be filled. That is his desire. That's God gave me the word about the restoration, how God restored in Joel chapter 2. 25 to 27, we read that. Then I'll make up to you for the years that swarming locust has eaten, the creeping locust, the striping locust, and the snowing locust. My great army, which I sent among you, you will have plenty to eat and be satisfied. And praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. Then my people will never be put to shame. Thus, you will know that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord your God, and there is no another, and my people will never be put to shame again, he says. That is the promise what God has given to us. We will not be put to shame any day. That is the promise for this church also. God will raise how he promised to you from the beginning. He restored back everything. As he says in Joel 25, he restores physically in number. And also verse 28 says spiritual blessings also. So the church will receive physical and spiritual blessing. And also God will use mightily for his glory as he used you before. He brings back the days. He restores back everything. Because he is our God who is living and stands on his promises. And he sees that whatever the promise he made to be fulfilled, we may forget, but he won't. He never fails. He does everything on time, in his time. Amen. That's our God. So even he says that he restored back not only the years, he counts the days. So all the days, what you lost, he counts and brings in double portion. That's our God. He says, I'll make up you. That he will make up everything, the fields, the dry fields, everything he makes green. And he fills his kingdom. Amen. And also never puts you into shame. God restores back everything. When he was on earth, Jesus was restoring back what the Jewish or mankind lost. Because they were on their own. They lost the kingdom of God. He came to establish the kingdom of God on earth. He healed the people. He healed the crippled. He gave so many wonderful things. He made water as wine. And he fed many. So he did so many miracles. Not only that, he gave his life to have life in us. So that we can give life to the world. We are so powerful. We are not just like that. Within us, God living strongly. How God has created us, we are in the same manner. Not only that, Jesus sent his spirit within us to do his kingdom powerfully, with authority, what he has given to us. Whatever the authority is given to Jesus, Jesus given to us, into our hands. He took back from the enemy. He restored back all the mankind. And he restored us to have authority and rule over the earth. God has everything in his hands, but earth is in our hands. The authority is given to us, not to anybody. Not even with Jesus. It is with us, in your hands. It's you. You should work for him. Day and night, pray. Release the people from the captivity. So if you see the world outside, you cry out. You don't understand how the world is going on. People doesn't want to know about Jesus. They are on their way. They are astray, going astray. So it's our duty to bring his kingdom on earth. If we don't do, God didn't give authority to Satan. He gave to us. He took back from Satan. Jesus gave his life. He shed his blood, his precious blood, the powerful blood. He put on us and gave life and authority so that we can work with his authority. Whatever you take his name and do for the kingdom of God, those will be done because his resurrected power. Every dryness will be removed. God's resurrected power will give life into that, life into the churches. I speak life, a great life into the Cabot Church, Grace Fellowship, to be flourish even in hundredfolds, and a great name to the city, and bring many into the kingdom of God. I release those blessings right now. Amen, amen, amen. And what, whenever God restores, he restores back and he renames us with hundredfolds of blessings. If it's one, I can give one example of Prince. When Prince, my eldest son, was sick, my father-in-law, because he is the oldest of family, grandson, I know how Pastor Allen used to take care of his kids. So your heart will be on them. So when he was sick, he went to a hospital with him, and he was going through a great pain in the stomach. Nobody knows. Doctor did all the tests, but he could not find anything. Then that day, he was having a lot of pain. Mohan and my father-in-law, Jan Bob Garu, went there, and he, on his doctor's prescription book, he wrote his name, and that instead of Prince, he wrote John. He want to give his name, his authority, his protection upon his grandson. How much he loved, that shows up. So God has given us his name to us. And instantly he got healed, not because of the doctors, but because of the prayers. That was my father-in-law's faith. So God also has faith in us. That's why he has given his name to us. To do all what he has done on earth, it's our duty to do for the kingdom. Amen. That's how we need to work for his kingdom. So every name, what our elders has given to us, has name, a meaning. For me, I'm Ronnie. That means queen. I used to think when I'm young, I need to behave well because my name is queen. So that how we feel, everybody. We respect our name. So God wants his name's sake. He wants to do a great things in our lives, into the church. He loves his name. So that is our God. He is wonderful. Wonderful in our lives. He will be wonderful in the church. Amen. If you see, Genesis chapter 21:6, when Sarah doesn't have children, angel told that you are going to have son. And she had son named Isaac, that is laughter. God brings laughter into this church. Amen. Hallelujah. That is how we are. And also, he resurrects. He resurrects everything back. That is God's nature. That's why Father God has given his only begotten son to us, so that he can give his life, and also he can give resurrected life. That's why he arose from death and gave us the eternal life. And that life may flow into the church. All dryness may go out of, and the life within the church may come up in a hundredfold in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. That's the power of resurrection for us. Amen, hallelujah. So now, if you see Jeremiah 29:11, for I know the plans that I have for you, declares the Lord, plans for the welfare, not for calamity, to give you a future and hope. Those are the plans for us. God has given his name, and also he had plans for our lives. We may forget our plans daily. We plan many things every day. We don't know whether we finish 50% or not. But as you woke up, you plan many things. We don't know how far we could do, but we will do. But God, he remembers all the plans he made for us, and he fulfills one after the other in his time. That's how God, he restores back everything in abundant. He makes abundant in our life. Our God won't give little bit. When he gives in abundance. Abundance of our blessings, his blessings. Ezekiel 36:11, I will increase the number of men and animals upon you. They will be fruitful and become numerous. I will settle people on you as in the past and will make you prosperous more than before. Then you will know that I am the Lord. That's our God. I will restore back everything as in the past and will make you prosperous. Not restoring the past, but make you prosperous all the days. Huge blessings, abundance of blessings of his in his restoration. And God promises us better ways, better life, and better future for ourselves and for our loved ones. Jeremiah 29, it speaks about that. The promise of restoration of God for abundance is John 10:10. It is said, the thief comes only to steal, to kill and destroy. But he came to have life and have it abundantly. That is the blessings. Thief may come from the back door to steal. We don't know when that the thief comes and steals. Nobody knows. Otherwise, we don't allow. It's unknown to us, but God knows everything. That's why he says, I am the way and the life. I will restore back what that thief has stolen in abundance. That God is going to do in this church. Thank God for that. If you see Job lost everything, but God restored everything. And he maintained faith and also belief. That's why God always, he blesses us in abundance. Job lost his 7 sons and 3 daughters. In Job 42:10, God blessed again in abundance. And also that is for 4 generations. So when God blesses, he gives prosperity and abundance, and also the 4 generations of our children will be blessed. The children in the church will be blessed. That's our God. All the time, whatever He promises, He does. We need to reclaim what the devil has done to us. Reclaim back what it has stolen from us. The peace, maybe, in the families, the harmony in the home or church, or also you may lost property, joy, unity, and the job opportunities and resources, health, whatever it may be, what thief has stolen, we should reclaim back. As it is said, Psalm 30, 11 to 12, He will restore back everything in hundredfolds. And if you see the David at Ziklag, when Amalekites defeated them, took his wives and all animals, properties, everything, and they put on fire the Ziklag. When he came back from the war, when he saw that everything is lost, he strengthened himself. He was in depression, but he leaned on God's promises, what God has promised in his life. Still, he was not able to make up for himself, but he did. And he got back everything. In his weakness, he didn't lose the faith, and he was leaning on God and did everything back. So we need to do the same thing. We should not give up when the things go wrong. Because we are not on ourselves. We are leaning upon the mighty God who can do everything in our lives. That's our God. Then what David did is, in 1 Samuel 37, he went to a priest and asked for a fourth garment and pursued going to the presence of God. He went to God and asked God, "Shall I go to war against the Amalekites and get back my things?" So it is our duty to guard ourselves. When things go wrong with us, we should not become depressed. We may be, but we should not lose our faith. We should lean upon God and also guard with our armor of God. As it is said, Ephesians 6:10-17, it is said, wear the armor of God. You're not fighting with the flesh and blood, but the heavenlies. It's me I'll take care of, but guard yourself to get into the war. That's what God is saying to us now. It's all the time you need to be guard yourself. And also 1 John 2:20-28 says that you are anointing. You are have anointing. God anointed you. When God called you, He won't keep you, leave you like that. He anoints you. That is your effort. Your anointing upon you. All the time when David was going through the situations, running from the Saul, different situations he was facing, but he was leaning on God. And with the effort, with the guard, armor of God, we need to get into the presence of God so that we will be victorious. You don't lose yourself, those, and you will get back everything in hundredfold, in abundance. Amen? Amen? So God teaching us all these things to taught us to abide in Him. Not living on your own. We have to be under authority in the church and work for His kingdom. God will release the blessings that He wants to bless in abundance. And all the prosperity will follow us. That's our God all the time. And in the church, when you come into the church, the word logos should become your word that you take. And when you take it, the word should, logos should become rhema, a revelation. That will be your effort. Wear that. Take the revelation. Get into the world. And bring the kingdom of God into the church. So all the world is His kingdom. And He has given authority over all the world. We are the rulers. It's we. We look ourselves small, but for Him, we are wonderful and powerful weapons. We are His weapons. We are living in the warfare every day. We need to be careful, our thinking, our every way of life, wearing His armor and getting into the field and bring many into the kingdom of God. Bring many sons into the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. That's what I want to tell to the church. Here, we need to do the things of Lord as He called us. Everybody has calling in their life. Everybody knows what we should do. But sometimes we become leisure. That happened even David's life. But whenever he realizes what he does, he comes back and leans on God and have faith in God and moves in the presence of God. He will become victorious. He realizes whatever he does. So we need to strengthen ourselves at the troubled times. And we know that all our promises are fulfilled in Jesus Christ. Knowing that, you can come out of from your troubled times. All promises already fulfilled. And they are working out for us. You need not work for them. He works for you. Only you need to move on His name for the glory of His kingdom. So that's we know that. That is said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1:20. And Christ will come back for us, make all things new for us. For His glory and for His people. We are waiting. But things sometimes go wrong. We need not feel bad because we have hope in Him. As it is said, Jeremiah 29:11, hope of future and also no calamity. We need to claim every day, every promise. We should not forget. Hold on to your promises. Don't leave them. See, when you're traveling in the bus, if you don't hold, you will fall down. So we need to hold on to our promises strictly till you get down, till you enter into the kingdom, till you meet your Lord. So our days will be good and also everything will be restored back. That's why I can give you one more verse that when Abraham was given son Isaac, God also wants to test him. So God tested him in Genesis chapter 22:15-19. He asked His only son to be slaughtered for him, given sacrifice. Then he was ready going to the Mount Moriah with a son and two sons, two young servants, and also the donkey, fire and wood and knife. Then After reaching the mountain, Isaac asked, "Father, where is the lamb? Then he said, "My son, God will provide." That is the faith of Abraham. Only son, only son that he has to fulfill all the promises what God has given to Abraham. He knows that definitely my God will raise my son from death. That's why he was ready to slaughter him. They went up, and when he raised the knife on his son, the angel of the Lord said, "No, don't raise the knife on your son, because I'll read the verse." Then the angel of the Lord called to Abraham a second time from heaven and said, "Myself I have sworn, declares the Lord, because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, indeed, I will greatly bless you and I will greatly multiply your seed as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore, and your seed shall possess the gate of their enemies. In your seed, all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice." So Abraham returned to his young men, and they arose and went together to Beersheba, and Abraham lived at Beersheba. Here God says, "Because you have obeyed my voice." It is, whatever the circumstances it may be, we should not look to the circumstances. We should look to God, and we should obey the voice of God and his commandments. The priest goes into the tabernacle wearing the ephod, shows that I'm carrying the commandments, your commandments, into the tabernacle to follow that. So all the time, you need to wear ephod, what God has given you, the anointing, guarding yourself with the armor of God, getting into the field, doing wonders for his glory. Let God work in you in hundredfolds. And also there is one more word, what God wants. God knows when he has to bless you. We may ask, "We may, Lord, today, today, today." God says, it is there. There is time for that. For every blessing, he has time. Times are in the hand of our Father. It's not we declare, but he declares the times. Hallelujah. So it is said in the Psalms 119, 125, 126, so it is time for the Lord to act. We act, then we leave to God, have faith, then he acts and he fills our church. He brings people of God. We don't decide, he decides. But see, what our duty is, getting into his presence and asking everything in his name, so that we receive every blessing in his name. If you say Job, he restored back everything in abundance. So don't lose your faith. Hold on to your promises. Don't leave any promise. Remember, the bus you travel, it may go very fast. We may fall down. Hold on to the promise and wait upon them. Have faith. God will fulfill in his own time. Amen. God acts. It's not we act. He acts on our promises. He gave us promises which are already said, yes, they are fulfilled already. They should be active in our lives according to the time. Hallelujah. That's our God. Let God deal with us and bring forth every blessing upon our lives into this church. I release those blessings in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Every blessing in hundredfold in abundance. Amen. God bless you all.
Amen. You can stay standing. We're going to have ministry teams up front. And Pastor Ronnie said she would love to pray with you too. So she'll be up here to pray. And, you know, let's hold on to that. I believe restoration is a huge thing. And I believe the Lord sent her here this today. Maybe you need to claim restoration. And you need that to happen. You need hope. You need hope. There's something in your heart that was stirring up. So this morning, if that's you, I encourage you to come forward and let the teams pray with you. Let Pastor Ronnie pray with you. I think God did this on purpose, and you're here on purpose. And he's wanting to restore what the enemy has stolen from you. Don't give up. Have hope. Hope that he will restore everything. So God, I just thank you for this morning. I thank you for what just happened. That God, you're acting. You're not just a theory, God, that you're not out there somewhere. That every single one of us have promises and that we need to hold on to you. So God, I ask that you'd give hope today, that you would stir up hearts. Lord, that the enemy wouldn't get any kind of credit. God, that we would trust you even in the middle of a battle, no matter what it looks like, King. So God, I speak over your people this morning, hope, promise, a future. And Jesus, I just release faith this morning to receive from you, God, to allow you to act in our lives. So God, just help the people help our friends who are struggling and about to give up. Even if they've already given up, Lord, I just lift you up higher than that. That they'd have a new strength today they didn't have before. So release your power right now, King. So this morning, if you'd like Ronnie to pray with you, she will. Don't let the enemy steal from you. Amen? All right. God bless you guys. Thank you for being here this morning. We're dismissed.